Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Highland Robotics team, the Finger Titans, who are competing at the State First Tech Challenge competition February 23rd through the 24th in Coralville. This is part one of a two-part interview.
For the first tech challenge, tell me about, you know, what's going on for this year.
So this year's challenge is all about placing blocks into what they call crypto boxes. They're kind of like shelves. It's got three columns and it's four blocks high. And so you're taking blocks from the middle of the field and trying to put them into that shelving unit. And there's also the end game challenge, the big challenge at the end is to take what they call a relic. So it's this yellow plastic eye and put them outside of the field in one of the recovery zones.
What did you have to do to get yourselves to the state competition that's in a couple weeks?
So this year we've really, I guess all across the state, the competition's really gotten a lot tougher. At least as a senior, I've been in this program for 4 years, so I've seen this thing grow. So this year has been harder than ever for us. So we really tried to step up our game on not only the robot category, so you know, we brought in a lot of new concepts with the robots, used some computer-aided design, more, I guess, programming knowledge, that type of stuff. But we also stepped up our community outreach, you know, looking for our sponsors, trying to make First Tech Challenge as loud as possible in our local community. School, volunteers, sponsors, all that type of stuff. And we owe a lot of thanks to those guys, our community, and our sponsors, Riverside Area Community Club, WCRF, Streb, Civco, those guys have been all super helpful throughout the team's career.
And how many competitions have you had just so far this year? I know you went to Johnston recently for the district.
So at the beginning, there's three sort of like league play. So those would be like your normal like basketball games or whatever you want to relate that to. And then we went to our league championship, and that's when you start advancing or you don't go any further. So after league championship, we advanced off of the Think Award. We won the Think Award there. And then we went to the Super Qualifier, which was something they just added last year in between League Championship and State. There we won the Inspire Award, and then that's what moved us on to State.
The first award you mentioned was the Think Award and the Inspire Award. What do these titles, what significance do they have?
There's a lot of different, all sorts of different awards. There's a Connect Award, which is all about outreach. The Think Award is all about documentation, so another big aspect is not only, you know, building a super cool robot, but also documenting everything that you do. Gets you that real world experience of, you know, making sure you write everything down so you understand what happened. And so we got that award for having the most complete, best notebook documentation describing our engineering process and doing what we did. And then the Inspire Award is sort of the all-around model First Tech Challenge team. We ended up getting second place for that at our leagues, along with the Think Award. And then at the Super Qualifier, we got first place for that. So that's all about having a good attitude and being well-rounded. And along with your good documentation of the engineering process, when we go to these competitions, we turn on our engineering notebook to a set of judges. There's several of them there, and they look through that to see, as well, alongside with turning in the notebook, we do judges' interviews, that type of stuff, just so they can get to know the teams better. But back to the Think Award, alongside documentation, it's also really focusing on how well your team designs the robot, how the robot performs, that type of stuff. So that's a really robot-related award. But like Matt said, there's other awards like Connect Award, Motivate Award, both have to do with your community. And I think overall there's 10 awards, 8 awards? I think 8 awards, and then certain advancement criteria they go down for these awards. But that's all complicated stuff we don't need to get into probably.
You mentioned that this year is a bit more challenging than last year. What would you say distinguishes this from what was happening last year?
I would just say that it's just all the teams and the state of Iowa currently has about 300 First Tech Challenge teams. When we started, it was maybe half that or two-thirds, you know. So as more teams have joined, other teams have gotten better. We're in our eighth year of First Tech Challenge as a team, and other teams are right up there with us, and they've been perfecting their well-oiled machines now. And this year has been really we've added more structure to our team and really gotten ourselves to the point where we can perform like a little organization, almost running like a business.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Highland Robotics team, the Finger Titans, who are competing at the State First Tech Challenge competition February 23rd through the 24th in Coralville. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.